This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I'm very much looking forward to today's conversation.
I am as well. We have two very fun people in studio with us.
Yes, we do. In fact, we have a very important supporter of our show. And welcome back to Randy Krasnoff. She's a senior loan consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. Randy, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's great to see you.
It's always good to see you. We're also joined by Donna Hogan, who's a multi-million dollar club member with Atlantic Communities. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Donna, we're going to get to you in just a quick sec. But Randy, let me give you a quick opportunity to tell us all about American Eagle Mortgage. And once again, our gratitude for your support of the show.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to be part of this great show. And the American Eagle is by far, in my many, many, many years of originating mortgages, the best place to be. We're all about getting the deal done and helping those home buyers and would-be home buyers achieve the dream of home ownership.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for being a part of this show. All right, Donna Hogan. So once again, multi-million dollar club member with Atlantic Communities. Appreciate you being here. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us a quick overview of Atlantic Communities, how you guys serve.
Sure, no problem. I am originally from New York City, worked on Wall Street for almost 14 years, and decided after being a 9/11 survivor that I just wanted to do something different. I received my real estate license in New York. But working on Wall Street, you can't do anything but Wall Street. Mm-hmm. So in 2005, I decided, you know what? It's time for a change. Moved over to Atlanta, Georgia. SunTrust Bank snatched me up. They heard I was moving here. They offered me a debt capital market position. I stayed there for almost 2 years and decided at that point, it's time to do real estate. And called my sister and I said, I have never done a resignation letter. How do you do that? She taught me how to do it. I went back in and handed over my resignation, said I'm going to do real estate. And actually, that's when the market tanked. So everyone thought I was completely crazy for quitting, leaving New York City, kept my New York salary in Atlanta, cushy office. Life was great. Why am I quitting? I decided it's real estate is going to be for me.
Yeah, well, and we're lucky to have you in it. So Atlantic Communities, what are you guys all about?
Atlanta Communities is a fabulous, fabulous brokerage. Judson, who is the CEO and president of Atlanta Communities, decided, hey, you know what? I used to be RE/MAX, and every 10 years, I believe they have to renew their franchise name. And he was a genius and decided, you know what? I'm going to call myself Atlanta Communities and pull some of the top realtors. And so he decided to do that. And ever since he's made that change, he has had a phenomenal, phenomenal run. I was with Metro Brokers, went over to Keller Williams, and a lot of the top producers who was at Keller Williams, we had to look at our business and we had to see what works for us. And I was very happy that I decided to switch over to Atlanta Communities. I've been with them now. I'm in my fourth year. And they have provided everything that I needed for my business, wonderful offices, great support staff.
That's exciting. So it seems like going from Wall Street to being a realtor, there are a lot of options that you probably had available. Why did you choose to become a realtor?
You know, starting on Wall Street, I was a secretary. And so being on Wall Street, everybody knows that you are usually selected from the Ivy League colleges, fine picked, the best. And so when I was hired, I started as a secretary, and I really, really was one of those people who always wanted to grow and always wanted to learn. And so I watched and observed. I've done a lot of volunteer work. I sat with the executives and asked, how do I grow my business, even working under the umbrella of Wall Street? I can't compete with the Ivy Leagues that came in. So I studied a lot. They told me exactly what I needed to do, come in early, stay late, dressed apart, and learn the craft. So by the time I resigned, I went from a secretary to a vice president. So knowing those skills and those tactics on how to go from a secretary to vice president, I view that as it's all about sales. I really had to sell what I did. I really had to sell myself in the boardrooms to get the promotions. So I asked myself once again, well, what do? Go into sales. And so real estate was one of the things I decided, you know, let's give it a try. I had never done sales before, and I really didn't even realize that what I was doing all that time was sales.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been in sales, trust me.
So
you are sales.
Yes. So I went and took the real estate class, passed it, and I said, let's give it a try.
Outstanding. Well, so walk us through the relationship between you and American Eagle Mortgage.
Well, working with Randy has been amazing. And the one thing I do like about when you're working with new constructions, they do have their preferred lenders. And Randy was one of their preferred lenders. And we did a deal last year with one of my clients. And it was just smooth. It was accountable. Randy gave me updates. We met the needs of the buyers. If there was any hiccups, we figured out how to get through that. And we got to the closing table on time. So this year, just so happened to get two more clients who wanted to be in the same subdivision. And again, the new construction, they do have a list of their preferred lenders. And I personally requested Randy. I wanted her to be the lender on both of the deals that's going on right now. Because when you already work with someone and you see how the relationship went and how smooth the transaction flowed to the closing table, hands down, I definitely wanted to work with Randy. So I gave her a call and I said, hey, guess what? I selected you and we have two.
And of course, I was honored.
She was like, yes, let's do it.
Oh, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. What are we going to talk about? How awesome Donna is?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Well, Donna, I'm fascinated about the 9/11 survivor story. I didn't know that little tidbit of information about you.
Yeah.
And
it was
just
overwhelming.
I can't even imagine. And that just, I think, is a testament to your tenacity and just a vision that you had for making a change in your life. And, picking up and moving from New York to Georgia, I can't even imagine. Yes. And then to start a whole new career when you get here, not even knowing a soul.
No one.
So to have developed this business, and sales kind of has a dirty word. So I want to all you listeners out there, Donna is, I want to call her a service person as opposed to a salesperson. She's a great listener. She knows that in order for her to continue to develop relationships, she has to listen and meet the needs of both buyers and sellers in her real estate transactions. And Donna works with family, sometimes multi-generations and cousins and sisters and brothers, all within a family because of the fine work she does. Mm-hmm. So Atlanta Market is definitely lucky to have her as a New York transplant.
We would agree with that. All right. Randy, Donna, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time home buyer loans. We originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA-36280.
All right, we're back with Randy Krasnov with American Eagle Mortgage and Donna Hogan, a multi-million-dollar club member with Atlanta Communities.
So Donna, tell us a little bit about your specialty. Do you specialize in an area or a specific type of buyer?
Well, when I first got into the business, I was really dealing with a lot of first-time buyers. And I particularly like first-time buyers, but it had spread as far as working with celebrities as well. My first celebrity, if I can say, was Lil Wayne. And that was an exciting and interesting transaction. But my heart always go for the first-time buyers just because they need hand-holding And there's a lot of information that they have to be walked through the process of first time buying. And if you have a good team, which I do have, and you have a good lender, and you have a good attorneys, and you have just people in general that's going to hold their hand through the process, I particularly like the first time buyers. I do give them what's called a buyer's package, a buyer's questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, it kind of helps them visualize and think about what it is they want. Because most times, first time buyers will come with all of the energy, they're excited, they're nervous, a lot of emotions is happening. So the questionnaire kind of give them a visual and let them say and write down exactly what it is the family wants. They got pets, they got date nights, all of those things is factored into the questionnaire. And then I kind of take that information and we work through that process, especially if they need new schools, a certain school district where they work. But I definitely like first-time buyers. And I also like working with sellers as well. We are definitely in a market where we could use some more inventory.
Yeah, we could use some more sellers. Absolutely.
And we get sellers, we get buyers. And so...
Well, you've now been on Carol's show, so you can add her to your celebrity portfolio.
That's right. That is
We mentioned first-time home buyers. Two or three key pieces of advice you'd share with them?
I do. It's very important that when we first get together and we have our consultation in my office, we have to start with what can you qualify for, you know, having them speak with the lender and getting the hard part out of the way first and making sure that what they want to buy and the amount they want to buy is all accurate, that we're all on the same page, going down the right path. One of the second things is let's really kind of narrow down a location and narrow down some of the specifications of what they want and give them, like I said before, a visual of how the process is going to go when we're starting looking at homes. And most importantly, the last one is let's just have some fun because it can get so intense
it
and
is.
Heavy. And
right.
So that's
right.
Why you work with Randy.
You got to have
yeah,
some fun.
Yeah, I'm the fun factor.
It.
You know, it's like I'm digging into their most personal financial secrets. And then, you know, this pushes them into sometimes some emotional stuff. And then sometimes I feel like a referee and sometimes I feel like it's a newlywed game and I have to, you know, put everybody in time out. But we do come back to creating some fun. And Donna actually gets to do the fun part. I'm the bad cop. She's the good cop. So, you know, it's
but
all...
that's kind of what you do, right?
I mean, I'm kind of the bad cop, but we make it fun while I'm being the bad cop. So we do have to lighten it up. I totally agree with you. It's cumbersome. It's you know, it could be very not fun, but it's all about the excitement of investing in a new home. And it's really an investment in lifestyle and you know, where does one want to raise their family and... It's a great process to get lost in, you know, sometimes.
And I also tell them this is really not HGTV. I mean, they come into the fold with, wouldn't we love that they look at three homes and, I'll choose that one.
Right.
It doesn't always work out that way.
I'll choose that one and I can perfectly see my furniture here. Oh, the neighbors are fabulous. Yeah, no, it's not like that at all.
So tell us about a few of your most exciting listings that you have right now.
Well, one of the most exciting ones was a home I got in Alpharetta. Oh my goodness. I was out having dinner with a friend, and I usually don't pick up the phone when I'm out having dinner. And so this time I did. And it was a man on the line that said, "We need you to come and look at our home." And I was like, "Sure, in Alpharetta, hey, probably going to be a big one." And turns out once I arrived, it was a really, really big home, and I loved it. And didn't know that they had interviewed almost 15 realtors before me. And the wife was just at this point, "I'm just disgusted. I don't want to do this. We're not going to sell the house." He goes, no, wait. Let's call that last realtor who always sends us those newsletters every month. Let's see what she has to say. Turns out she was from Thailand. And I just came back from Thailand.
So personal connection.
The whole conversation kind of shifted, showed pictures on my phone, gave her the credentials, of course, what I can do as the seller home. But it was just a really nice exchange of conversation and excitement about being at the right place at the right time. And of course, they selected me and did a lot of work. I did open houses, did agent caravans, I did wine and cheese parties. I did everything in my power to sell this house. So that to me was really exciting because that was probably in the new career of my, you know, building my business. That's what we always hope for. You want that call when you go like, "Alpharetta, that's a big house. Yeah, I'll take it."
All right. All right. Well, gosh, we could talk for hours. Sadly, we're about out of time, Donna. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have any questions and learn more about the work that you're doing?
Yes. They can surely contact me on my cell. My phone number is 404-787-6599. Again, that's 404-787-6599. And my website is Donna Hogan Sells. That's SELLS.com.
And I'm not a salesman. Goodness.
All right. Right.
Randy, how can people find you?
As always, on my cell as well, 404-338-0717.
All right. Donna Hogan, a multi-million-dollar club member with Atlanta Communities. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you for having me.
Good luck to you. And Randy Krasnoff, senior loan consultant with American Eagle Mortgage. Good to see you as always. And thanks again for your support of the show.
Thank you, Todd and Carol.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guests, Randy Krasnoff and Donna Hogan, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money, so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758. GRMA 36280.